Two ways to seek happiness. One seeks happiness from external causes. One achieves happiness by maintaining one's mind. Both give us happiness, but the latter one is more durable and has more sustainability. And the previous one is not stable as it changes because of changes in its source. Hello and welcome. You are listening to Life is Beautiful podcast. I am your host, Stanjan Vandan. Thank you for joining me on this podcast. In today's episode, I am going to share with you my thoughts on happiness. What is happiness? This is a debatable question because happiness doesn't have its meaning. People describe it in their own words. So here, I am not diving into the argument with you on it. However, people commonly refer to happiness as a physical happiness, the sensory pleasure liking the stimuli of the outer world. The more we have them, the more we crave them. Food, clothes, shelter, and friends are the necessities for living on this planet as a human, and we are good at finding them. Not only human beings, but every being here seems good at finding their needs. Genetically plus environmentally, we are evolved to find what is good for us and what is bad for us. I mean, for our survival. We like to see beautiful things, hear pleasant words, taste sweet flavors, smell aromatic smells, and feel a gentle touch. Traditionally, we have been told that those are what make us happy, because people have experienced that exposure to those that makes them happy. They are right, consuming those that produce or release chemicals like dopamine in our brain, due to which sensory pleasure rises in us and we define this state as happiness. So we are genetically evolved with the mechanism, so are other species. Whenever we feel down, we try to get back on track to please ourselves by exposing ourselves to those outer causes. We listen to music, go to the park to look at flowers, talk to friends, laugh with them, and sometimes join a party, and even meditate. As we hoped, we are again filling up as we forget the sadness, and the cycle continues, ups and downs becomes part of us, and our happiness becomes dependent upon them. Besides that, our craving for external desirable things rises limitlessly. We need them more and more, and at some point we become addicted to them. Because of the limited nature of these external things, we put ourselves into an effort to achieve them as much as we can. In this effort, we become competitive with our fellows, which triggers anger when someone steals those from us, and feels jealousy when someone is fortunate to get those. Because outer causes are not stable and don't last long, our happiness and sadness flow according to those. In such a way, our cycle of ups and downs continues one after the other. That is the nature of physical happiness, and those outer conditions are unreliable. In contrast to that, maintaining one's mind helps us to experience sustained happiness. By understanding how our emotions work and how to deal with those, although our emotions are matterless, we still can gain control over them. How to get sustained happiness by maintaining our mind will be in the next episode. If you found this episode helpful, please consider following and sharing this podcast. Here, I often post some ideas on positive thinking like this one. Thank you. I will meet you again in another episode on this podcast. With this episode is concluded. Thank you.